As the country grapples with police reform, many Massachusetts juvenile justice advocates question whether police officers actually belong in schools. After a year of state-mandated data collection, there's still little clarity around the impact of school police officers, as WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
We know people of color disproportionately come into contact with the criminal justice system at a young age and for minor offenses. Juvenile justice advocates argue school police may play a role in the criminalization of students, but they admit it's hard to know for sure.
If we're not collecting that kind of data, we really don't know what police are doing in our schools.
Matt Kreger is a staff attorney with the Mental Health Legal Advisors Committee. In July, Kreger teamed up with Citizens for Juvenile Justice to analyze school policing data collected by the state during the 2018-2019 academic year. That was the first year districts were mandated by law to report school-based arrests to the state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, or DESE. By Kreger's analysis, only 11% of districts statewide reported any arrests.
When Springfield, Lowell, and Worcester are all reporting zeros, along with 50 other districts with more than 3,000 students, we know that there is data missing.
Boston Public Schools, the largest district in the state with more than 50,000 students, reported only 4 school-based arrests during the 2018-2019 academic year. But Boston Schools told WBUR there were 114 school arrests in that same year. Similarly, Springfield Public Schools, which reported 0 arrests to the state, told WBUR there were 75 school-based arrests in the 2018-2019 school year. So what accounts for these significant discrepancies? Melissa Threadgill is with the state's Office of the Child Advocate and is helping to analyze the school-based arrest data. She says the first year of data collection is generally an imperfect process.
What we hypothesize is that there is confusion about who's in charge of collecting this data. There's sort of some confusion about how it is therefore supposed to get to DESE. And we've heard that there may be some confusion about definitions.
Both Boston and Springfield school districts told WBUR they're working on fine-tuning reporting platforms to more accurately reflect arrest numbers moving forward. The state's 2018 Criminal Justice Reform Act requires school districts and police chiefs to come to an agreement around police presence in schools and the reporting of things like arrests. But based on the spotty data collected during the first year of reporting, it appears more direction is needed. State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz was instrumental in passing the 2018 legislation, and she says there's clearly room for improvement.
I would like to hear some input from both schools and police about their differential capacity to be the ultimate responsible party for these reports. I wouldn't be surprised if both of them said, you know, not us. Ultimately, if we have to make a decision and say, you know, it's you or it's you, that's what we got to do.
But in the meantime, attorneys like Debbie and Christina Freitas worry the so-called school-to-prison pipeline remains intact. The twin sisters specialize in child welfare and juvenile justice matters, working mostly in Lowell. That district reported 0 school-based arrests in the 2018-2019 academic year, according to the state. Christina Freitas says just by looking at her and her sister's caseloads, along with other attorneys who represent juveniles in Lowell, it's easy to see that number is way off.
So we've been collecting anecdotal data, and at this point, we're at over 6 times the number reported that we're finding the kids are actually being charged.
The Freitas sisters agree mandated reporting of school-based arrests is a move in the right direction, but they argue the current legislation doesn't go far enough. Here's Debbie Freitas.
A lot of our school policing environment really perpetuates the myth of the court as a service provider. And while certainly, you know, the juvenile court comes a little bit closer to that frame, kids essentially get the option of like a diversion or an arraignment. So what we're actually doing is not providing a service, we're providing them a criminal record.
The 2018 legislation established the Juvenile Justice Policy and Data Board, or JPAD. It's responsible for overseeing the implementation and impact of the reforms. In its first year report to the state legislature, the board highlighted a significant drop in the use of the juvenile justice system for low-level offenses. But it also noted the ongoing disproportionate presence of young people of color in the juvenile justice system. More than 70% of custodial arrests involved Black and Hispanic or Latino youth. Maria Mosaides, director of the Office of the Child Advocate, chairs the JPAD. She says without consistent reporting, it's difficult to measure the impact of police in schools.
I don't know that we've had the kind of data analysis of how it's operated in Massachusetts to be able to answer that question as to whether they've been an assistance in the schools or as to whether they've kind of added to the childhood trauma.
And she says we likely won't know the answer until we know we have good data. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.